Now, we're going into virgin territory. In the spirit realm, there's always virgin territory because revelation is unending. The Lord showed me something to minister to you tonight I had never seen before. And I believe it's because of your maturity. I believe you're ready for other levels and other depths of living. Sit down so you can write notes. Other levels and other depths of living. So you have to listen, have ears to hear. The Spirit going to minister to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
In depth.
Yes, sir.
We're going to look at three scriptures at the beginning. I'll give you a subject somewhere along the line because there's some things I have to explain before I give you the subject. In Matthew 17:27, again, with that miracle of that money in the fish mouth, let's look at the 27th verse of Matthew 17. And it's real good when you look at the verse. I like the screens all right, but I rather like I have Bible me.
Yes,
notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. Now, I want you to underline cometh because there's something you're going to learn about cometh tonight that's going to turn your spirit loose into a realm you've never been before. I almost won't tell it now, but I can't because I just want the Lord want to keep you in some type of suspense so you'd be strong enough when you hear it that it will manifest.
Yes, sir.
And so I take up the fish that first cometh up, and when thou had opened his mouth, the fish mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money, that take and give unto them for me and thee. For me and thee. Me and thee. All right. Now turn to, 2 Kings 12:4 again. 2 Kings 12:4 again. Second Kings chapter 12, verse 4. And Jehoash said to the priests, all the money of the dedicated thing that is brought into the house of the Lord, even the money of everyone that passes the account, the money that every man is set at, and all the money that cometh. See that word cometh?
Yes.
Unto any man's heart to bring in the house of the Lord. Now, we're going to a familiar scripture, but the familiarity of this scripture will be raised to another level in the spirit realm tonight, if you let it. Now, in both of those verses, you saw the word cometh, right?
Yes, sir.
Romans 10, 17. He showed me, I was praying about, I've been praying for months about this meeting. He showed me this. Sometimes he just wait. He showed when he get ready. He don't care how much you pray. He showed when you get ready. Because he don't want you to run off with it until you're ready for it. Now, a special anointing will invade this house tonight. I can get two or three to go with me.
Yes, sir.
In Romans 10, you know this verse quite well, but now you're going to find out tonight you don't know it as well as you thought you knew it.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a powerful revelation.
Yes, sir.
You go, oh, he's going to change your finances.
Yes, sir.
Tonight. Powerful. I said, Lord, my goodness. I just got to stay down here to do it, Romans 10:17. You see it?
Yes,
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that's three scriptures read with the word cometh in it, right? Now, cometh means birth. I go back to the three scriptures and look at Romans 10:17. Go back to the other scripture, look at Romans 10:17. So then it's faith, birth by hearing. Money, birth. You didn't get it. I'm going to wait for you. When you say money cometh, you're saying money birthing. You're not talking the English language when you say money cometh. You're talking prophetical, spiritual language.
Yes, sir.
And it birth money.
Yes, sir. Birth money. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you saying money cometh, you're birthing money.
Yes, sir.
Money that is rightfully yours,
yes,
is already here, but it didn't get to the right family yet.
Yes, sir.
So you leave here tonight a money birther. And you're birthing from the spirit realm.
Yes, sir.
See, you're not talking about the green and the jean. You're talking about birthing,
yes, sir,
supernatural money. Because they say, if it says so, then faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Faith, turn to Hebrews 11:1. Faith is prophetic substance and prophetic hope. Faith is prophesying all the time.
Yes, sir.
Prophetically. Because it's built on the word of God, so the spirit of life is in faith to cause things to happen that can't happen normally.
Yes,
money cometh in the same way.
Yes.
It's prophetic.
Yes, sir.
It has the capability of birthing that which is not in existence.
Yes, sir.
My word birth faith. My word birth everything that exists.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And money is not exceptional. When you recognize it's spiritual to be rich,
yeah.
It's spiritual to be blessed,
yes, sir,
then you're on your way.
Yes, sir.
Don't let them tell you that it's not for you. It is for you.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I'm going to talk about business transactions.
Yes,
God going to give business people revelation,
uh-huh,
act on that revelation,
yes,
and they're going to birth money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If money not important, why would he say money cometh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, right, right. Yes, sir.
Money is important.
Money is important.
In this earth realm.
In this earth realm. Yes, sir.
In this realm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The money coming torch has been placed in your hand. Don't let it go out. Keep the fire of your expectation in place. Amen. Keep the fire. Keep the fire of your expectation in place.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Faith coming.
Money,
money coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Through a birthing experience.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is prophetic substance and prophetic hope.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go to the sixth verse, Hebrews 11 and 6.
Yeah.
Without faith it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, yes, that he is a rewarder.
Yeah.
Of them that did it to seek him. So faith is prophetic substance,
yeah,
prophetic hope,
yeah,
and prophetic reward.
Yeah.
Wash your dishes with that. You will leave here. Because you birth of God, you will leave here in another realm.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You're not going to talk regular no more. You're not going to walk regular no more. You're not going to live regular no more. You're not going to give regular no more. You're not going to receive regular no more. There are things birthing in your life right now. That is beyond this world, beyond what this world can offer. You about to take some stuff back.
Yeah.
All to the glory of God. All to the fulfillment of the scripture. When the Holy Spirit showed me that, he says, go to Romans 10:7. He told me, all right. He said, and he said, and didn't give me understanding of that. Cometh mean birth.
Yes, sir.
Cometh in the spirit realm, because you see it in the spirit realm, nothing can stop it from coming.
Yes, sir.
And you are faith person.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. Yep. Yes, sir.
So if you say money cometh in faith,
yes,
you birthing money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't know how many ways I might have to say it tonight, but I'm going to say it till you get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come out of the natural.
Yeah.
Come out of the known.
Yeah.
And start birthing.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You can do it.
Yes, sir.
I'll show you. Sit down. I'm going to show you. By yielding to prosperity faith. At all time. Yeah, I got a note down here. Money cometh prosperity.
Money cometh prosperity.
Money cometh prosperity.
Money,
come money birthing prosperity.
Money birthing prosperity.
Birthing abundance.
Birthing abundance.
See, as a child of God, you're a birther.
Yes, sir.
See that? That's why he put that anointing. See, the Holy Spirit don't want to stay in regular territory. The Holy Spirit don't yet a word how we're going to make it. Let's make it. You have to understand these three words. I am supernatural. Second Peter laid it out for you. First chapter. So you're a partaker of his divine nature. You got lack precious faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Turn with me to Romans 14, no, 1 Corinthians 14, 1 Corinthians 14. Let me form a little bit. Yeah, we're going somewhere. Let me form a little bit. And so I'm not going to try to be all pietistic up here because the Spirit of God won't work.
Yes, sir.
If you get too pietistic, so proud, and so correct with your English and stuff, the Holy Ghost just sit down and say, you go ahead and do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, praying in the spirit or speaking in tongue bring you into another realm.
Yes.
When you pray in the spirit and know you have birthing right,
yes,
in another realm
yes,
that will manifest on earth.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, here in 1 Corinthians 14:6, there's some thing that praying in the spirit birth. Now, brother, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you except I speak to you either by revelation? Underline revelation, revelation. In that birthing is revelation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I told you about the businessman is found in Luke chapter 5. Let's go over there, Luke chapter 5, because I don't know where this turret, where this wind going to blow at tonight.
Yes, sir.
But it's going to blow.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
Now, to a normal person, you tell them that they'll call you till you're going to hell, you're not saved, but I'm a money birther. So you can't tell that to anybody. Because they can't catch the revelation of it. They don't understand. When God gives you something, it's from Him and it produced spiritual birth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just like faith come by hearing, money come by hearing.
Yes, sir.
It's the same thing. You're operating
right.
In the spirit realm. You're not going after money.
Right.
You're making money do what it's supposed to do
yeah.
Because you're living in this three-dimensional world, so you got to have some money.
Yeah.
Somebody got to preach about it.
Yeah.
Everybody preaching about angels and preaching about heaven. Somebody got to preach about money.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's part of our prosperity experience.
Yes, sir.
You sit there and lie, talking about money never brought you no joy. You lying thing. Money will bring you some joy if you get what you want. And I'm not in the flesh, I'm in the spirit. You in the flesh because you don't understand what I'm saying.
Come on now.
And nobody on the sound of my voice here around the world don't like money. I don't like it, me. I don't like money. I don't need no money. He's just talking about money. You lying. And I'm not buying it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it wonderful you found out tonight that you are anointed to be a money birther?
Yes, sir.
Isn't this fine? Look, Luke 5. Isn't this fine that God's going to give you revelation that's going to birth things you couldn't birth yourself? They had fish all night long. Caught nothing. But when the birthing anointing, woo! Woo! You heard, write that down. Birthing anointing. Tonight, the birthing anointing come on you. Things that don't exist, you are calling into being. You call things that be not as though they were, and they will arise. But we walk by faith and not by sight. You leave here tonight. I believe I'm gonna change my subject. Money birthers.
Money birthers.
Money birthers wearing money anointed.
Yes, sir.
I might add something else to it. But you understand, so then faith cometh by hearing. So faith is birthed by hearing what God said. God said money coming.
Yes, he did. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, he did.
See it? So as you follow his will and his plan, you begin to birth what he said.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You didn't know you were going to leave this prosperity reformation as a money birther. Let me tell you what's going to happen. It's going to happen so easy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
You're going to wonder where you've been all these years. You've been singing. You've been dancing. You've been praying. You've been meditating. But it's all about to come through. God called you to be a birther.
Yes, sir.
You
called me to be a birther.
That's right.
Yes,
if you know how to birth in the spirit realm, nothing down here can stop you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You birth healing. You bite your husband. You're not married, bite him. You're a woman, you're not, you know, man, you're not married, bite your wife. Get in the spirit. Don't stop looking at the flesh. That's what I'm hearing. All holes in your bags are closed. You will not operate with bags with holes in it no more. Every leak in your finances are shut down now. Luke 5, I got to look at that. I got to look at that. I don't get no further. I got to look at that. Because I want these business people to know that God going to give you revelation. You see, it got regular. You get information from regular, I receive your seed. Get information from regular people, but God going to give you revelation. And you're going to, he got to give it to you. He going to give you a revelation. You're going to step out in it, and the money going to start flowing.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, business people, for being enthused. Apostle speaking over your business, you ain't giving no cheer or nothing. You act like you're not in business. What I'm about to show you, you've read it before, but it's going to be a different connotation tonight. Luke chapter 5, you've done all you could do, and you're washing the net. But Jesus tell you, go back in the same water, same boat, same fish, same net. But because you got a word from him, you're a birther now. See, that fish that Peter caught wasn't a regular fish. It's a bass fish. See, we thought that Peter caught that fish out of a group of fish. No, God bites that fish.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And put money in his mouth. God about to bite something for you. You see what I'm saying? Are you hearing me? There's a birthing anointing released in this house tonight. So go ahead on and get pregnant. Now you're pregnant with money. I got a money seed on the inside of me. And I've decided I'm going to have triples.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going to get one blessing. I'm going to get three blessings.
Yes, sir.
We got to look at this. We got to look at this. I received some. In Luke, sit down. Hallelujah. So then it's faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You ever heard that? I never heard this. The Lord, I mean, I've been preaching this for 37 years. And the Lord, I was in one of my rooms, laying back, resting a little bit of the evening. And the Lord said, you're a money birther. You never had money come with me. Yeah, in Luke 5, come on. Luke 5, yes, you just told me. Luke 5, put somebody waiting on me. Luke 5. Now, how much I got to read you, Lord? 5:1.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to preach a little long. When the Holy Ghost hit it, I'm going to turn it loose.
Yeah.
I just feel like cutting up anyway. Yeah. It's the last night. It's Friday night. We are, Man, this revelation means something to me. I'm a birther. See, faith make you a birther.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You birth things. You call things into being.
Yes,
you say it and it come to pass.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep, yep.
So things that look like they have not been working for you. Tonight, the Lord want to come on your ship.
Yes,
the same Jesus that ministered to this man in Luke 5 gonna minister to us tonight. Wherever you've been fishing and wasn't catching nothing, you're gonna find your spot tonight. Because Jesus got to back me up. I serve him night and day. He got to come in here tonight. He got to do something up in here tonight. He got to bring the past tonight. He got to be Jesus in here tonight. I expect Jesus to hit you tonight. Hit you with a strong anointing. Hit you with a strong will. Hit you with power. Change your situation. Not tomorrow, tonight. Change your situation. Because all you got to do to change your situation is change you. Once you get changed with the anointing and revelation, your situation will change. Tell three people, this is my night. Tell them, God dog it, this is my night. God dog it. Tell them, God dog it, this is my night. I said, it's my night. Say it. Tell somebody else, this is my night. Tell somebody, I tell you. Let that anointing get on you. This is my night. This is my night. This is my night. I'll never be broke another day in my life. The money just keep on coming. That means the money keep on birthing.
The money keep on birthing.
Woo, my goodness. Woo, my goodness. Woo, my goodness.
Money birthing seed.
Got it. Got it. Now I got a revelation on this check here. She wrote on here, a money birthing seed. Put that in your note. A money, so every time you sow, you birthing.
Yes, sir.
Every time.
Every time you sow, you make your account pregnant. God is not a man that he should lie. He said he'll make it good. I receive your seed, sir. Uh-huh.
Overflow
seed. I got it.
Yeah.
Woo! In Luke 5, I can't get around it because it's such an insight here. Sit down. It's such an insight here. We're talking about, name the subject, we're money birthers. I had another subject, but it don't sound good as this one. Money birthers. Now, when they hear that, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, they don't have no idea the revelation we're getting here.
Yes.
They don't have the three scriptures.
Yep.
They don't understand that cometh mean birth.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
Faith birthed by hearing.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
Money birthed by sowing.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I can say this again. Every time you sow, your account get pregnant.
Yes.
Your seed has intercourse with your miracle.
Yeah.
don't expect me to preach like a rookie up here. I ain't gonna preach. I'm going there. I'm when the Holy Ghost. See, I got to go there. When he tell me say something, I'm gonna say it. I ain't no little poke on preacher. I've been preaching 50 years. I can say things that not normally say because I hear the Spirit of God saying something. How to keep your account pregnant. Birthing babies every day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I want you to see the dynamics, the insight, the revelation, the anointing, the will of God here in a situation where professionals couldn't do it. All the thing that you may have gone through to try to make it happen will be overcome tonight. I'm a money birther wearing a money anointing. That's a good subject. Put it on TV like that. I'm a money birther wearing. Ooh, some preacher's going to fall out. Say, man, look what he said now. I'm a money birther wearing money anointing. But I ain't lying.
You ain't lying. That's true.
You're not lying either.
I'm not lying.
See, we dealt with mammon.
Yep.
Didn't we deal with mammon?
Yep.
Mammon is a spirit that try to make you think money, take control over you with money.
Yeah.
But because you're anointed, he can't.
Yes, sir. He do it.
So your money is anointed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My money is anointed. Yeah, absolutely.
In the Canaan passage, the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were going out of them and were washing their net, were washing their net, were washing their net, were washing their net. We get all them wash nets up again here tonight. We're going to use them nets again.
Yeah.
And he entered into one of the ship, which was Simon, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draw. Now this, naturally, they've been fishing all night.
Right, sir, right.
The net washed.
Yep.
Who net washed up in here? I'm telling you right now, take it back out.
Yeah.
You're going to fish another way now. You're about to go on the other side of the ship. You put it down last time, it didn't work. God doggy going to work this time. Because the anointing of God coming up on you now, wherever you put your net down, something going to come up here. You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you understand me?
Yes,
you're fishing from a new position.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
God gonna have people signing things for you, and the people are not gonna know why they're signing it. God gonna have people sending stuff to you,
yeah,
and they don't know why they're sending it.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are you? What are you wearing? What is that magnet you got on you? What is this? Lord, you want me to say that? You leave here tonight not only wearing the shield of faith, you're wearing the shield of money. Anybody mess with your money gonna be stopped.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, stop.
Anybody try to hold you back gonna be stopped from this night forward.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Stop.
Who been making effort to make this thing happen and look like nothing not happening? Who been sowing their seed and paying their tithe but look like the money not coming? Tonight is your night. The Holy Spirit gonna reveal to you your next move. going to work. Because you come down the Darrow and got under this anointing. Your next, woo, I feel a Holy Ghost. Woo, glory to God. Woo, glory to God. Ah, your next move. Your next move, Joe. Your next move, son. Your next move. God is about to put some money in your pocket. I receive your seed. $5 check bill. I receive your seed. It's a $100 check. Yes. Get the money out, boy. Hurry up. That's a $500 seed. I heard the word when I was coming back over here. You are on the other side of the bank. The bank is not your source no more. You're going to be the source bank. The bank not going to tell you what to do. You're going to tell a bank what to do. You're not going to have to sit down and listen at the bank. The bank going to sit down and listen at you. See.
Wow.
Yeah, boy married a sore.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're always gonna have money. It's $500. She do it all the time.
Yes, sir.
That's Brad and my son. You know I put Brad first because it's real Brad's son. That's my son too though. Brad share him with me.
Yes, sir.
Let's finish reading this now. Look, I want you to see this. Now when he had left speaking, I see it, Lord. After he speaks to you, it's a whole new scenario. What he's aiming to do tonight, he's aiming to speak to you and change your whole scenario. That voice did not work for you before. Because he spoke to you and you heard him, went back in the same place, and it worked. I don't know if you're gonna get this. Your hustling day is over. What did he say? You were designed by God to come to this meeting to get an anointing on you that you're going to walk by faith and not by sight in finances. Every dream will be fulfilled. Get your biggest order out. And listen to the Spirit of God as it leads you in the green pasture. Hallelujah. Put that subject back on the board so I can remember it. Put it back up there. What is it?
Money birthers.
Money birthers. Say something to you. Money birthers wearing money. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Money. I'm a money birther. And I'm wearing a money anointing. So the anointing do the birthing.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't say you're a mammon birther.
Right.
I said you're a money birther.
Yes, sir.
See, the menu need to keep us from flowing in prosperity. You know, he said, you love our money. I don't love no money.
Yes, sir.
Now, don't only let him talk in these scriptures to Peter tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I'm going to go back to that fourth verse. I want you to hear something when I read it.
Yes, sir.
We're always historically reading the Bible, but the Bible, we got to get in the mystery, the revelation of the mystery. Ta, 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 praying in tongues. bring us into the mystery of the Bible unfolding in our life.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I talk about Abraham, I talk about Isaac, I talk about Jacob, but I got to live my life. What God did for Abraham, he'd do it for Leroy. See, you got to see that. You got to see that, you got to know that, you got to understand that. That's $500 for my granddaughter. See, I'm not going to read these scriptures historically tonight. Uh-huh. I'm not going to read it just for a little salve to be put on you. You got to take this as God talking to me tonight. I'm wearing a birthing anointing. A money birthing anointing. And so now whatever happened in this scripture is happening to my life tonight. The scripture got to come alive. Preachers got to preach with anointing. It can't be up here just telling a poem. They got to have it in their life. They got to have a flow coming out of them.
Yeah.
Know it work because they're working for them.
Yes, sir.
I know I'm a money boy.
I
know I'm wearing a money coming anointing.
I know it.
Now, when he had left speaking, he said in the assignment, launch out. Now he left speaking, but he's still speaking.
Still speaking. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draw. And we just clap our hands. Boy, that's a nice text. God, Doug, why you can't do it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And Simon answered and said to him, yeah, we go. Because sometimes he's going to tell you to do something and you got to trust him. And Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have taught all this now. We have taught. We, me and my wife, we and my children, we have taught all this night, all night. And look at this now. And have taken nothing.
Wow.
Nevertheless. At thy word. God, y'all get them nets out. They told him to get them nets out. At thy word, he said, I will let down the net, personally. If none of them help me, I'm going to put them down anyway. Nobody might not help you. Nobody might not understand you. But put the net down yourself, God dog it. You the one heard from God. All your family not going to hear from God. But when you hear from God, do what God tell you to do. Don't worry about it. You don't have to have no 15 people with you. Do what God told you to do. You notice they didn't go get a vote?
Nope.
You notice they didn't get, do y'all want to go fishing again?
Nope.
Oh, God dog, everybody on this ship going to fish.
Gone. Yes, sir. We gone.
I heard from God. What happened when you do that? And when they had this done? Same water.
Same
net. Because you know God will create some fishes. Just for you. Some other old contrary fish, God said, I'll just make some more. You go ahead and put the net out there.
Yes, sir.
You do it.
Yes, sir.
Now, with that money in the fish mouth, let's go back over that minute. God, I heard these words. We probably never heard them before. God is a money maker. There's nothing God can't make.
Yes, sir. That's true.
That's it.
God is a money maker.
That's it. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all not hearing
yes,
me. Some of y'all just up in here breathing the good air. You're not hearing what I'm saying. Your life needs to change tonight. I'm not gonna preach much longer. You need to get it now.
Yeah. Right now.
Get it now.
Yeah.
You need to let the Bible live in you. The reason that story is told is to tell you that God can do anything, anytime, anywhere with anybody who trusts what he tells them to do. I wasn't planning on it. I got a whole lot of things I was going to say, but this is something here. And when they had that done, verse 6, Look, somebody look with me, so I want to increase the power in here. Enclose a great multitude of fishes. Great multitude, yeah. And them Sam net was empty.
Yeah.
Same one.
Not a breaking.
A breaking. Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They had nothing in them. Am I talking to anybody here tonight? They had nothing in them, but now they got too much in them. That's the way your account, you down here tonight, that's the way your account is. You might not have nothing in tonight, but by after you hearing this word, your account gonna break through. I remember when my net was empty. But I kept on fishing. I kept on listening to his word. Kept on sowing the seed. I remember when my net, my net break now. My nets are breaking now all the time. Everywhere I go, anything I do, God's hand is on my net. Say, God's hand on my net. Say, God's hand on my net. You have God's hand on my net. You got, when I preach, you got to have some kind of imagination. You got to have some kind of imagination when I'm preaching like this. You got to have some understanding that God is talking to you in his language. My net won't be empty no more. Talk to me. I mean, say it like a black person. My net. I'm talking to my white daughter too. Say it. I want her to say it like a black person. She's been around me long enough to know how I operate. My net should not be empty no more. My broke day is over. My getting by day is over. My bad at making it day is over. Your business woman, that's a business woman there too. Everybody free tonight. Everybody anointed. Everybody blessed. Every ministry is paid off. Every ministry in here is paid off. You hear me, son? Paid off. Don't worry about how you gonna do it. The apostle have said it. I'm gonna come to you, honey. Stay there. I'm gonna come to you. I receive, receive, yeah. She's trying to get it to me, ain't she?
Yes, sir. Yep.
She's been with me a long time. They had verse 6, somebody look with me. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish and their net break. What about partners? If you connected to the right person, whatever happened to them is bound to happen to you. Somebody obeyed God and did what he told him to do, then they call for you. That's what I'm doing here tonight. I'm calling you. Same thing. Same God. Same Spirit. Same anointing. I'm calling you. My cup run is over. My ship is sinking. You connected. Look what happened. Read this Bible, man. Look what happened.
Yeah.
Not only Peter got blessed.
Yeah.
Peter said, the first person you're going to call is your partner.
Yes, sir.
Somebody who connected.
Yeah.
Verse 7.
Yes, sir.
And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship. Trying to get to them again. What's in the other ship?
Jesus.
I got you. I got you. I receive. I got you. $151. I got you. Verse 7, you got it with it? That it should come and help them.
Yes.
And they came.
Come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Not only Peter's ship was full, but the partnership got full also. Don't tell me connection don't mean nothing. Which was in the other ship, that it should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, "Depart from me. I'm a sinful man, O Lord." He got right, got in that spirit world, you know. For he was astonished. And all that was with him at the draught of the fish which they had taken. And so was also James and John and the sons of Zebedee, they all, which was partners with Sam. And Jesus said unto Simon, "Fear not, for henceforth," when you get that loaded time to catch men, huh? You ain't got to worry about no money no more.
Yep.
Money out. Sit down a few minutes. I'm going to give you a few more notes, and then we're going to close. Sit down a few minutes.
Hallelujah.
Put that subject back on the board. I want that, because that's live, man. That's alive.
Yes, sir.
Now, go to 1 Corinthians 14:2 for a minute. I might go over a little bit tonight. 1 Corinthians 14:2. But I preach 8 times since Sunday, right? I preach 7 times in this meeting here, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to rest myself next week. All right, it's a scripture about praying in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14:2, "For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understands him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh his mystery." All right, now, I had you to look at that 6th verse, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
And I stopped on it, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
But I got to get back to it. "Now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongue, what should I speak? Should I profit you except I speak to you either by revelation," everybody say revelation,
"revelation,
knowledge,
knowledge,
or prophesying,
or
doctrine."
Or doctrine.
I'm doing all of them tonight.
Yeah. That's good.
I'll never be broke another day in my life. He prophesied another day. The money keep on coming. And tonight I found out I'm a money birther. Money cometh means birthing money. In a supernatural way. Because what's going to happen, instruction going to come. See, it's not going to just happen automatically. There's some instruction and change is going to have to take place. The Holy Ghost, see, the Lord sent the word money coming 37 years ago, but the Holy Ghost ride piggyback on those words. When you begin to say them, you begin to get instruction.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lady come up to me. My daughter, I believe she here tonight. She said, "I got a $20,000 raise on my job and a brand new big office." And I looked at the check. It was $100. Mm-hmm. Now you don't say nothing, you know. Uh-huh. I looked at it again. I said, "Did you say you got a $20,000 raise?" She said, "Yeah." "You got a big office?" "Yeah." I said, this seed ain't going to get it.
Yeah.
Now, she understood me.
Yeah.
Because she know I love her and I'm not a money hustler.
Right.
But I'm trying to get her to another level.
Yes.
So she brought a $2,000 check up.
Yes.
And told me, thank you. Thank you for helping me.
Yes.
Now, the average baboon would have gotten mad. Because they didn't understand, they don't understand the spiritual thing. I'm not trying to help Leroy, I'm trying to help you. And I'm not making no excuses for that baboon either.
Right.
But I want to get somebody mad just so they stop being a baboon.
Yes.
And pay attention when the Spirit of God is speaking to you.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right, write this note down. How to live in and under the money cometh impact. And how to live in and under the money cometh impact. The scripture we just read is one of the scripture in 1 Corinthians 14:6, and the word there is unveil. Unveil. All right. Haggai 2:5. Get on the board for me quickly because I've got to close. Haggai 2:5. Trying to find out where that book is in the Bible. I'm going to go from 5 to 9. According to the word that I have covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Fear ye not. Keep going. For thus said the Lord of hosts, yet once is a little while, and I will shake the heaven and the earth and the sea and the dry land. Keep going. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord of hosts. Keep going. Oh! What is that? Give me some of them big corporation names. IBM.
Yeah.
It don't belong to them. The silver is mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the gold is mine. Say the Lord of hosts. Go to verse 9 now. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, said the Lord of hosts. And this is a place where I give peace, said the Lord of hosts. Another part I want to get before I close. Woo! I got to go to that home. I got something I want to show you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Glory to God!
Glory to God!
I got to see this. I can't close this meeting without seeing this. First of all, look at verse 6:1-6. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there are none warm. And he that earn his wages to put into a bag with holes. Remember, I said we close them holes tonight. Now go to chapter 2, verse 3. Yes. Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, said the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, said the Lord, and work. I am with you, said the Lord of hosts. Look at verse 5. According to the word that I covenant with you, covenant. When you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. Well, I want you to see something. For thus said the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea. And I'm going to shake everything up.
Everything
about to be shook up in your life.
Yes, sir.
To bring you where you're supposed to be. Everybody got their hand on you in trouble. Everybody trying to block you. Oh, my goodness. Everybody trying to stop you. It's over tonight. All your enemy become your footstool tonight. Those who trying to block you on the job, they gone. I hear the Lord say, I'm releasing the spirit of progress. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The spirit of progress. I'm a money breaker.
I'm a money breaker.
Money breaker. You heard what I said? Money breaker.
In my life.
Right now.
Supernatural money.
Is birthing in my business
right now,
in my ministry.
I got work to do.
Look what he said here. I got to hurry. The Lord starts shaking things. Sixth verse said, for thus said the Lord of hosts, yet once in a little while I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations. And the desires of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory. You know what he said? I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord of hosts. Now glory, listen, the silver is mine. But why are you talking about silver when he said glory? The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, said the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, said the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, said the Lord. The silver is mine. But he talking about glory. He talking about the silver is mine. But I thought he talked about glory. But he said, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. You mine, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine. So if I'm yours, the silver is yours, and the gold is yours. It means it belongs to me. It's my inheritance. Don't tell me nothing about no glorious church with no money. God give you something to do and you ain't got no money to do it. That means your people broke or choke. One out of two, they broke or choke. They broke or they choke. What do you mean by you broke or choke? Come on, Holy Ghost, help me. They broke or choke. I mean, they choked not to give. That's why they broke.
Yes, sir.
Where you from?
Houston.
Houston. All right. $500. All right, Houston.
Glory to God.
All right. Somebody say something to me. I'll say it tonight. I'm close.